Okay, today is Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. We're on Kuf Lamed Ches. We're up to the two dots where it says V'kama Nosin Lo. How much you have to give him? So the Mishnah, the Gemara says like this: Tana. Well, and the Mishnah said you have to give him five shekel worth, five sloim worth, and meluban, white velo tzavoy, not colored, meaning clean and not dirty. So that's what the Mishnah said. Tana. Lo shil banenu v'yidnenu lo. Not that you have to whiten it and give it to him. Ella shil banenu ha-kohen, that you, the kohen has to whiten it. V'yamar al chamesh sloim. And then it'll be worth five sloim. Says Rashi. Little right down where we are. Tana. Ha diktani masnisen chamesh sloim aluban. Which had five white sloim. Lo shiyehei al yisrael mutal alavno. The Jew doesn't have the obligation to purify it and make it ready. No, it's not the Jew's job. Ella ashiura kapid, the shear is makbid. The lace of lay behechra, we give him an amount. Shek sheyis labin. So when the kohen purifies it and processes it, sheibo chamesh sloim v'nifteres kol agizim. That'll potter it. That's the shear, whatever the shear that is.
You lose some in the process.
Could be perhaps. Then we said kedei lasos bag of cotton. You have to have enough to make a bag of cotton. How do you know that? Amar Bishua ben Levi, Amar Kra, Lamod l'shares. That's the pasuk right after the pasuk that says to give Rashis Hagez. It says Lamod u'l'shares. Right? The pasuk says. The pasuk gives a reason why you give Rashis Hagez. And it says, Kibo bachar Hashem alokecha mikol shvatecha, because Hashem chose the Kohanim from all the other Shvatim. Lamod l'shares. To stand and to serve. What do you mean to stand and to serve? To stand and to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Davar, so now the Gemara says, Davar shi royal shiras. You have to give him a beged that he could use for service. My niu, what is that? Avnate, it's the belt. The smallest beged is the belt. So you have to give him enough wool, enough material, he can make a belt out of it. Ema me'il, maybe it's the me'il.
It's probably the biggest.
Right, so the answer is no. Tafasta mruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. We have a choice of getting a big amount or a small amount, we choose a smaller amount. Right, we never meant to imply the biggest amount.
Isn't so, the Avnes supposed to be enormous?
What?
Well, the Avnes was enormous, wasn't it? It went round and round and round.
Yeah. Still the smallest one. The Ema Kippa Shel Tzemer. Maybe a Kippa Shel Tzemer. A Kippa means a yarmulke. Shel Tzemer of wool. Says Rashi. This Rashi's way down. Way down. Almost at the end of the lines, where the lines get skinny. Kippa. Kova cotton, a small hat.
Oh, a shrugi.
Paltrin. What do I actually mean by that? So it's a very interesting discussion. Did Kahanim wear a yarmulke? Because if they wear a yarmulke, they're wearing an extra beged. Now they wear extra begadim. It's a very big, interesting discussion if the Kahanim wore a yarmulke.
But he wears a hat.
No. Mm-hmm.
He wears a hat.
He wears a hat, so wouldn't you...
But a yarmulke under the hat.
What for?
People do that.
Yeah, people do that.
The Kohen Hedger, what hat did they wear?
They also wore a hat. Kohen Gadol wore a different kind of hat.
Right.
And the Kohen Hedger wore a hat also.
Kohen
Gadol wore a different hat because he had a tzitz also.
Right.
He had to fit the tzitz, the hat, and the tefillin. Right. A lot going on there.
Like the Pope wears.
Yeah. No. Kohen Hedger, yeah, look at that. Kohen Hedger wore a different kind of hat.
That's one of the four?
One of the four. Yeah. So what does Rashi mean by Kova Katan? So most explain what Rashi meant was that the tzitz, only the Kohen Gadol wore tzitz.
Right.
The tzitz had tchelis coming out of the tzitz so that he used to wrap it around his head.
Right.
That's what Rashi means. That small little strip of wool. That's what he means. Doesn't mean a yarmulke, doesn't mean anything else. That's what he means. That strip. That's very pretty small. So Gemara says, Titania, kippa shel tzemer, ho yimenachas rosh Kohen Gadol. There was a kippa, so kippa means a kippa, a kippa,
yeah.
A dome, that's what it means. That's not what it means here. It means a strip of a piece of material. Ha'isimanachas brosh kohen gadol, v'aleha tzitz nason, with the tzitz was resting on that. L'kayam ha'ashenem, v'tzamta osal p'sil t'cheles. So maybe it was that. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be that. Because Amar Kra, it says by the, over here, this is very pasuk, that about the, why are we giving Rashis Hagez? Because the Kohen is doing all the service. Right. And the pasuk says, hu ubanov, him and his children. Means davar hashava la Aaron lebanav. It has to be something that Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Hedyot wore, and the Kohen Hedyot did not wear it sits. So it can't mean that. Hishra la'aron levanav. Has to be the same beged that they all wore. So avne nami lo shavi. The avnet also wasn't the same. There's a machlokas about that, if the avnet was the same. So
in terms of what?
That whether the kohen and the kohen hedit wore the exact same avnet. It's a machlokas.
Oh, wait a minute.
So ha'nicha l'manda amar avnot shel kohen gadol lo ze avnet shel kohen hedyot shapir. If you hold, it was a different, that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol was not the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, but then on Yom Kippur it was, so then they don't have a kasha. Because it ended up being, it was the same, even though it's not the same, it ends up being the same. El Lamanda Amar, Zeh Avnet Shal Kohen Hedyot, Michael Amemar, but if you say it's the same, right, that is the same, on Yom Kippur was the same, but the rest of the year was not the same, because apparently the Kohen Gadol's Avnet had chatnas, and the Kohen Hedyot's did not, so it's not the same, so then not the same material. The Gemara says, no, don't get so crazy about that. Shame Avnet Ba'olam. It's the same Avnet, the same Beged called an Avnet. The material was a little bit different, that doesn't matter. It's the same Beged, the same Avnet. Okay, it was made a little bit slightly different. That's not a difference. They're both wearing an Avnet. They're both wearing an Avnet. Okay, it's not exactly the 100% the same. That's not a problem. So therefore, the amount of material he gave was for the Avnet. Then we said, Lo, Mishnah said, Lo hispik litno. He didn't have a chance to... He didn't have a chance to give it to him, and you ended up dyeing it. You dyed it, so now what? Now you put the formation sages. Right, so don't do that, because then you're going to not do the mitzvah. So first, give it, and let the Kohen dye it. If you dye it first, you're pater. Itmar, gazaz, umachar rishona. What if gazaz, you sheared the wool, and then you sold the animal? So the wool's sitting in a pile, animal's gone. Rechista amar, and you do that, let's say, 5 times. You sheared the wool, you sold the animal. So at the time you have enough wool to give to a Kohen, you don't have any animals. You have the wool's in a pile, no animals. Rav Chista Amar, Chayev. Rav Chista said, so what? You're Chayev. Rav Nassan Amar, Baroshi Amar, Pater. Rav Nassan, Chayev to give Rishas Ageis. Chayev to take the wool, and you're still Chayev. You don't have any animals here.
I thought you were only supposed to give from the first one.
No, you have to give, only if you have 5. You have to have 5 animals.
Yeah, but you don't combine, you're combining now the wool from each one?
Yeah.
I thought it was only from one.
No. But the point is you don't have any animals anymore. That's the point. So Rav Oshia bar, Rav Dosan bar Oshia Amar Pater. He says, you're Pater. Rav Chista Amar Chayiv. Dehag Gazaz. So what? You did it, right? Rav Dosan bar Oshia Amar Pater. De Be'idna de Kamale Shiura Bein and Son Chavaleka. At the moment you have the shear, you don't have the sheep. Right? You only have to give wool if you have 5 sheep. You have 2 sheep. According to Beis Hillel, you don't have to give any wool. I don't have any sheep. I got all rid of all my sheep. But I have the wool sitting here. What's the story? Machlokas. Right? Right, Rashi says, on the left side, on the little up, the chamesh tzon, 5 sheep, sh'ayde giza, hachamishis, by the 5th one, whom is chayev arba rishonos? That makes you chayev on the 4 other ones. V'ahiv sh'ayde lo havim mitzon shelo. You don't have any sheep now. You sold them all. That's the machlokas. Tanan, there's a mission that says like this. Halokeach geiz tzono shel ov dekochavim. Okay? This is our Mishnah, I believe. Right. We went to our Mishnah. Halokeach geiz tzono shel ov dekochavim. If you buy wool from a guy, you have to give ratios like geiz? No. Patim ratios like geiz. You pater, right? Ha tzono, but if you bought the sheep, then chayev. You're chayev from Rishis Hageis. Which makes sense, right? Amai, why chayev? Kol chad v'chad, basar giza, nafkale mirishusei. Right? Every time, why chayev from Rishis Hageis? Every time you bought a sheep, right? I'm sorry. The case was, you didn't buy the sheep. You bought the sheep, but you didn't buy the wool. And the Mishnah says he's still chayiv from Rishis Hageis. I think that's the case.
No?
No?
You buy the wool only.
Oh, only bought the wool, but not the sheep. So he's bought only the wool.
Right. Right.
But the sheep the guy still owns.
Right.
So we say chayiv v'in shetah geis. Why you chayiv? You don't own the sheep.
Right.
So we said before, if you shear the sheep and then sell the sheep, he said you're not chayiv.
Right, right.
So why you chayiv this case? That makes sense. So even though the kash is on Rav Nosson Bar Oshia and Rav Chista would held you chayiv, Tirgama Rav Chista Aliba Rav Nosson Bar Oshia. Rav Chista explained for his friend who he argues with, I have an answer for you. Can go chiknin lo kol shloshim yom. No, because you gave it for 30 days. You gave it for 30 days. In other words, the guy gave it to you for 30 days. For 30 days you owned it, so therefore you owned it. Owned it for 30 days. Did you get the Keurig to work?
Yeah.
Okay, so none of us can get it. They couldn't get it to work.
You got a good skill,
son. What?
What's that? What did you
got to
do?
Yeah, much
sabotage. What was wrong with it?
If you, there's a button behind it.
Yeah.
The button's in a middle position because whoever hit it didn't hit it right.
It was me. So I turned it on to make it to make everyone have it ready.
What?
I kept trying all the way.
Correct.
Still wasn't going. Just hit the button. You just hit the button.
I turned it on so you should have it ready when you come here.
That's personal. Thank you.
And by the way, it was on. Took me.
No, it was on, but it wasn't working.
It wasn't. Yeah. Working out.
Tanan.
Bring it right.
Where am I up to?
Bring it.
Oh, here. Okay, fine. The case is that the guy gave it to you. The guy gave you the sheet. You owned it for 30 days. So while you sheared it, you owned it. Then chayv. I asked for 30 days. It goes back to the guy. But during the time you had it, you owned it. That's why. That's the answer. Yes. Okay. Next. Halokeach geis sono shel chaveiro. Correct.
What are you leasing?
It's the same thing. Same thing. It's only 30 days.
At least you don't own.
So the boy for 30 days also don't own it. You own it for 30 days.
So the guy is letting you shear it is...
You bought that. You bought the right to shear it. You also... But you didn't buy the sheep. For 30 days you did. So therefore it's considered yours. Then you have to give Rashi's a gaze. Then the next part of the mission said, Halokech tso geis tsono shel chaveiro. You bought the wool of your friend while it's attached, right? Now, the question is, if your friend owned part of the sheep also, then you are putter, right? I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. What it's like this. You bought from your friend 90% of the wool. But your friend kept 10% of the wool.
Okay.
The halacha is, your friend, who only owns 10% of the wool, has to give all the rachis hageis.
So all the rachis hageis comes from his 10%.
Correct. What kind of halacha is that?
Yeah.
So, halokeach geis sono shel chaveiro, that's the halacha. Man tana, who holds? Hecha de'ika shiura gabi mocher, that when the seller leaves over a little bit for himself, basar mocher ozlinen, it goes after the seller. He only owns 10%. He has to give 100% of the ratio to gaze. Where do we find such a thing? Amr of Chista, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan. We learned in the Mishnah in, where's this Mishnah? This is a Mishnah in Peya. Hamocher kilche ilon besoch sadehu. If you sell parts of trees in the middle of your field, no sin peya l'kol echad ve'echad. You have to give peya for each and every one, each and every tree. It's considered like its own field. Amar Yehuda, Emosai, when is that true? Bizman Shelo Shir Balasada. If the owner of the field didn't leave anything over. Avol Shir Balasada, but if the owner left over, no sin pay ala kol. Then the owner has to give payah for everything. He only owns a little bit. Same thing. Right? Rashi says, or right on the left side, Avoshayer Echad La'atmo. See Rashi? Avoshayer echad la'atzo, leave over one tree for yourself. Ram yekula chiyuva aleha. The entire chiyuv falls on you. V'no sein peya bekarka bezvayim laniyim upoteres kol elanos. You have to give peya. See how Rashi is so wordy. V'no sein peya bekarka. You give peya in the karka bezvayim, what you planted, laniyim to the poor, upoteres kol elanos, and that passes all the rest, even though you don't own most of it. Alma, what do you see? Hecha de ikka shiura kul, hecha de ikka shiura, where the owner leaves over something for himself. Kula chiyuv rami aleha. The whole chiyuv falls on him. D'i, lav, aleh, ramya, because if not, hechi pata repeya didi, lana shalachem. How could your payah save someone else's payah? Here's a payah obligation. The answer is no. If you own a little bit for yourself, the payah falls on you. So too, you own a little bit of the wool, the obligation falls on you.
Doesn't payah mean a corner?
Yeah. What?
It's not a corner.
It doesn't have to be a corner. It could be a corner. It doesn't have to be a corner.
Oh, so it's in the middle of a field, too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Amali Rava. V'amarhu d'amar, v'hu shehitzcha balasada liktar. That's only true, Rabbi Huda said, that's only true where the Bal Hasadeh started to harvest. Then this idea that if you own part of it, you have to pay for everything. But if I'm sitting back, doing nothing, why should I have to pay? Why is the ratio of the gates fall on me? Yeah, I'm harvesting, so then it's on me. So the Gemara says, "Fechite machin amit shetz chalagos." You want to tell me the same answer? Yeah, he started to shear. He's shearing his 10%. The other guy, the buyer, is shearing 90%. So the whole chiv is on the seller, even though he only owns 10%. You want to tell me it's the same case? Bishlam mahasam. That makes sense by ksira ubekurt zechem es ksir artzechem ksiv. It says by peah that when you harvest, leave over a corner. So the owner owns only a small amount. The whole chiyuv of pay is on him. At the time when you start to harvest, you're chayiv in the whole thing. Elahacha, but over here, meidna da'aschil amigas lo mechayiv kule edrei. At the time I start to shear one sheep, do I have a chiyuv on the other sheep? It doesn't work like that. By pay, it does work like that. Doesn't work like that over here. So to say that since I started to shear, I'm chayiv in all the sheep, there's no such halacha like that. By peah, there is halacha like that. Once you start to harvest, leave peah. There's no halacha like this. Once I start to shear, I have to give up. There's no halacha like that. Therefore...
Yeah, but that's not true. He actually is.
No, because...
The comparison to the field and the comparison to the sheep are very similar.
No, say that.
1 second. Because you can... Yeah, I'll tell you why I can. Mm-hmm. Because one, you can sell one tree. You can also sell one sheep. You're responsible both times either way.
No. If I shear one sheep, I'm not chayiv.
You have to go minimum.
Right, exactly the point. When it comes to payah, once I start, I have to give payah.
Because minimum amount zero.
Exactly. So it's different. So that's why the owner is a chayiv right away, if he only owns a small amount,
on
payah, and that erases the case. Yeah.
The halacha is the mechanics are the same. The minimal amount is different. That's all it is. Doing the same thing.
I understand, but that difference, it makes all the difference in the world. So the Gemara says that difference, Mati's right, that difference makes all the difference in the world. Because by shearing, it's not chayiv right now. Not right now. By pay it is. So it's different. So Elam Rava says you're right. Hai Tanahi, different Brisa, Mishnah, Ditnan. Omer Lo, if the buyer says, Mochali b'nei me'eha, Shalpara, Zu. I want to buy all the innards of that para. V'haya kohen, v'haya v'hen matanos. And there's matanos in there. So we know, we learned this already, the butcher is responsible, right? So, no saint the kohen, he gives the kohen the innards, he takes the matanos out, menaka, v'ein menaka lo benadol. He doesn't reduce the price. Why doesn't he reduce the price? Why not? I wanted to buy the innards. You give me 75% of the innards. Whatever the other 25%, I'm not reducing the price. That goes to the kohen.
Why buying them, you take over the responsibility?
Correct. Lokach b'meno b'mishkol, but I tell you, I want a pound of meat. Mm-hmm. Right? So the butcher says, okay, give me half a pound. Where's the other half? Oh, give it to the kohen. Can't do that. But lokach b'meno b'mishkol, no son of the kohen. You can give it to the kohen. But manakalo manadamim. You have to reduce the price. Yeah. You can't do that. I want a pound of meat. I'm only giving you half a pound. Right? Yeah. Alma, what do you see? Matanos de Kohen. The matanos of the Kohen. Right? Lo mizab and inish. People don't sell it. That doesn't get sold. Hachanami here too. Matanos de Kohen. Lo mizab and inish. People don't sell the chiv portion of the wool. They don't sell things that go to the Kohen. Hilkach, therefore, Shir HaMocher, Mocher Chayev. If the Mocher left over, he's Chayev. Why is he Chayev? Why is the seller Chayev? I only kept 10% for myself. Why is he Chayev? Because you don't sell the things that go to Kohanim, right. To Aniyim. You don't sell that. The Amale Lokeach, because the Lokeach says to the seller, Matana de Kohen Kabach, I'm sorry, the buyer says to the seller, Matana de Kohen Kabachi, I never bought that. You didn't sell it to me. You didn't sell it to me. It stays by you. You're a chayiv. One second. Yeah. Lo shir, but if I sold everything to you, I didn't leave over one molecule for myself. I sold everything to you. Then lokeach chayiv, the buyer's chayiv. The amar lei mocher, because the seller says to the buyer, matan zikoy lo zadilach.
I didn't show you matan.
I'm sorry, the seller, no, I'm sorry, the seller says to the buyer, right? Matana zikorin lo zavdilach.
I didn't show you the part that goes to the kain.
Exactly. Therefore, it falls on the buyer.
Right.
Right? That's the answer. Hajin alach, reishas hagez. Hajin alach, reishas hagez. Hajin alach, reishas hagez. And now we get to the last perek of the Masechta, a very long Masechta, the perek of Shiluach HaKan. On Thursday, which is the last daf of the Masechta, which is a short daf, we will learn why this is the last parak of the Masechta, and how the last sugya of Shluach HaKan has to do with the beginning of the Masechta, which was about Shechita. What's the connection? There's always a connection between the beginning of the Masechta. It's unbelievable vart. Unbelievable vart. Thursday morning you'll hear it. Emir Tzah Hashem.
Is that a teaser?
From the Chassam Sofer.
Is that a teaser?
Yeah, it's a teaser. It's a trailer.
Are you going to see one of this?
Yes, we are. On Friday morning.
Barbecue.
No, it's not barbecue. It's all cookies sponsored by Costco Incorporated.
And it's outside.
Not sponsored by Costco.
What?
Not sponsored by Costco.
It's not sponsored by Costco. It's produced by Costco.
And it's going to take place as a picnic outside.
It's taking place outside.
Wow.
Hmm?
You let in the shul Costco's cookies in.
It's a Chol Yisrael and
really?
Yes, everything's Mahadrin. It's all kosher things. They sell it there in Costco. It's outside and it's me outside. Yes, all Mahadrin and Mahadrin. No.
Okay.
Now, there was one time we brought Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
we did that one year. What? Because it was better than people ate. If I hear no one ate, take it home always. Don't want it. Should I bring it to the Dunkin' Donuts?
Should.
It should be outside anyway.
Send an email in advance. Anybody get this?
Too bad on you. So.
Which one? Which Dunkin' Donuts?
Blow the hatcher.
Blow the Dunkin' Donuts. It makes no difference whatsoever.
The bottom of the five towns said it's okay. What do you want from us?
No, it's the Blow the Hatcher.
Yeah, it's got
the bottom of the five towns.
That's right.
That's right.
It's the Blow the Hatcher.
Okay.
Battle Pass and Charles.
Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan, some say Shiluach HaKain. What?
He's
a Kain. So, Kiyikra Khan Tzipor, that's how the Pasuk says it. Shiluach HaKan. Okay. So, Shiluach HaKan is a very interesting Mishnah. It's a very interesting mitzvah. All the interesting parts of the mitzvah is really on the last daf. As a matter of fact, for two daf out of these four daf, it's not even about Shiluach HaKan, it's about other things. Right, the last page, like 20 lines, is all everything you know about Shiluach HaKan, the mitzvah and the Yirichas Yomim, all that's on the last page. Till we get there, there's a mitzvah called Shiluach HaKan. What is the mitzvah? There's two mitzvahs. There's an aseh and a los aseh. The los aseh is, don't take the eggs without sending the mother bird away. It's a los aseh. Don't do that. The aseh is take the eggs. Right? So, listen to this. Listen to the Rambam. This is the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. I tell you the truth. I have an English Mor Nevuchim. I meant to look it up because I wasn't sure what something meant here. And I just forgot. He says here, She'inyin zeh, this idea of Shiluach HaKan, ein hefrish bein tsar adam v'tsar shar ba'alechayim. There's no difference between the tsar you cause a person or an animal. This is the Rambam talking. Ki ahavas ha'im V'rachameha al avlad, the love and the compassion that a mother has for a child, eino nimshach acharat seichel. That's nothing to do with seichel. Nothing to do with seichel. Rak, what is it?
Feeling.
Not feelings. Why does a mother love a son? Why a child? Why? Because seichel? No. Rak, achar pol hakoach hamadama hanimtza barov balechayim kamo shimtza ba'adam. It's just ingrained. It's ingrained. You're born that way. Why? There's no answer.
Guess what's the answer.
What's the answer?
Otherwise, we'll take care of it.
What? No, by a person.
instinct.
A person, it's instinct. It's instinct.
It's right. It
see, the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, "Rov balechayim," because there are like much of these nature shows. There are these rare animals where they abandon the babies, right? Left them, build them. There are.
And 50% die.
Right. But there are those animals that do that. Rov don't do that. Rov take care. Now he says, like, I'm not 100% sure what he means. Ki abeitim asher shach v'ha'em alehem, the basin that the mother is sitting on, ve'efrochim, and the chicks, hatzrichim le'imam al harov, that they need the mother, einam ru'uyim l'achila, they're not roy to eat. These are not roy to eat. They're too young, they're too soft. That's what Rambam's saying. U'kishashilach ha'em, when you send the mother away, v'telech la, and you send her, lo titztayer b'ra'oth l'kichas habanim. I'm not sure what he means by that. She's not going to be upset when she sees you taking the babies away?
She's not going to see it.
V'alarov yasiba l'aniach hakol, ki ma shahaya lokeach b'ra'oth pa'amim ein roi l'achila. I'm not 100% sure what he means by that. Maybe I'll try to, I'm not giving tomorrow, Tuesday, I'll try to look that up in English and see what he's saying. But 100%.
The whole thing is, once you send, by sending the mother away, you're already cursing Tsar.
Correct. Right. It's a good question. It's a good point.
You don't see you taking it, but you're sending her away.
Right.
Is it eggs or chicks?
Both. Both, yes.
When I was a student, my first job, I was working for a guy whose business, he would buy day-old chicks and rear them until they were able to sell on as chickens.
So you'll see, as we're going to do that in the Mishnah, it's hard to do this mitzvah. It's hard to do this mitzvah because it doesn't apply in Rosh Hashanah. It's hard to do it because if it's in Rosh Hashanah, if it's in someone's yard, hard to do it because then it's considered mizuman. It's in his yard, so he didn't chant upon it. So it's hard to do. It's hard to do this mitzvah. If you see it, it's a big mitzvah.
Yeah, people go to Brooklyn Dafka and they take a pole and they hit a you know.
So we'll get to all that.
Dafka going.
Shiluach Hakan. Shiluach Hakan. Noeg Baretz, it applies in Eretz Yisrael, b'chutz laretz, in chutz laretz, b'fnei abayis, when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, shlo b'fnei abayis, when it wasn't standing, that's all extra superfluous words, right? B'chulin, it applies to chulin, avolo b'mukdashin. It doesn't apply by hektish. In other words, if you donate a bird to the Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't apply. There's no shluach hakan over there. Chomer kithi adam mishiluach hakan. Kithi adam is more machmer than shiluach hakan. Why? Shekithi adam noeg b'chaya uba'ov. Kithi adam applies to a chaya, to an oaf. B'mizumen, if it's prepared. B'she'en a mizumen, if it wasn't prepared. V'shiluach hakan eno gela b'ov. Shiluach hakan only applies to an oaf. V'en a noeg ela b'she'en a mizumen. And only applies if it's not mizumen. You have to chance upon it. It can't be mizumen, it can't be prepared. What is the connect? What do you mean? What does the Mishnah say? And you know, there's a big difference between Shiluach HaKan and Kithi Adam. They have nothing to do with each other. They're not even in the same parsha. They're in the same ballpark. And I'm going to tell you, there's a Chumrah by Kithi Adam over Shiluach HaKan. There's nothing to do with each other. There's a Chumrah Kithi Adam over Shabbos. There's nothing to do with each other. What kind of comparison is that? We had the same question last time. But here, the question is even stronger. They have nothing to do with each other, these two mitzvahs. They have nothing to do with each other. It happens to be, they both have to do with the bird. They have nothing to do with each other. Right? They're so random. Right? So the answer is, you're right. The Tiferes Yaakov says, it's true. They have nothing to do with each other. Just the Mishnah wanted to draw out the point about Mizumin. That's all. It's about Mizumin. That if it's prepared, there's no Shiluach HaKan. That's all. In a Chanami, they have nothing to do with each other.
They could
have
just said that.
What? Right, so said it in this way.
What does that mean, prepared?
What? It means if you have a pet parrot, if you have a pet bird, yeah, then there's no Shiluach HaKan on that bird.
Right.
Because it's considered mizum, it's prepared. It's in your possession. You already have it.
Ready to go.
What?
Ready to go.
It's ready to go, exactly. It doesn't apply by non-kosher birds anyway.
Right.
So if you have a non-kosher bird as a pet, it doesn't apply anyway. Only applies by kosher birds. But even if you had a kosher bird as a pet, it wouldn't apply.
So if you were an egg farmer...
It doesn't apply.
It doesn't apply.
It doesn't apply. Because? It doesn't apply because it's considered mizum.
Right, okay.
Ezehu she'eno mizumin. What's considered eno mizumin, not prepared? Keep going, for example, avazin, geese, tarnagolim, chickens, shekananu, bipardes. That they're in your field, they're in your pardes. Yeah. That's considered enum zumin. Aval imkananu babayis, in the house. V'chein yone hardasios. The word hardasios comes from the word hordos. There's some kind of Herodian doves. As a matter of fact, later in the week, the Gemara is going to have a different girsa. It's Herod Heish Rei Dalad. Then they're going to have Hei Dalad Reish. So some say Herodian, some say it's the name of a place, Hadar, whatever, some name of a place, whatever it is. These birds, Patr Mishiluach. They Patr from Zoshiluach HaKam by them. Why? Because they're pets. They're pets, they hang around in the towns, they're not considered not Mizumin. Of Tameh, a non-kosher bird, Patr Mishiluach. No Shiluach HaKam by a non-kosher bird, it has to be a kosher bird. Of Tameh, so listen to this. Of Tameh rovet al beitei oftar. If the Of Tameh is sitting on or hovering over kosher birds. Or tahar, a kosher bird, shirovet al beitei oftameh. Or a kosher bird is, what's the word? Sitting on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was the word. What? What's the word when they're sitting on it? Anyway, the kosher bird is sitting on non-kosher eggs, patr mishiluach. Both of those cases, your putter, it has to be a kosher bird on kosher eggs.
It's a nesting.
Nesting, right. Yeah. So Korei zachar.
So the putter mean you mustn't do it?
No, putter means you gain nothing by doing it.
Okay.
You gain nothing by doing it. You don't get a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Korei zachar. It's some bird called a korei zachar. Rabbi Elazar Mechayev. What?
Partridge.
That's what they call it, a partridge? Okay.
Yeah,
Rabbi Elazar Mechayev, the Chacham and Potrin. Rabbi Elazar Mechayev. The Chacham say, Yipater, what's that about? We'll talk about it later in the week. Okay? Now, Rav Avin and Rav Maisha said the following. Chadam, or one of them said, Kol hechad etnan ba'ar. We had like six or seven mitzvos. Once we finished the chulin portion of this mesechta, we had Osav Esbeno, Kisi Adam, Dis, Shulach Hakan, Matanos, Gilanoshe. All of them, we kept saying the same thing. It applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Says one of them, "Kol heichad etnan ba'aretz ubechutz la'aretz." Whenever it's said, it applies in Eretz Yisrael and it applies in Chutz La'aretz. Shlo tzarech. The Mishnah said it for no reason. What's the havamina that it applies in only in Eretz Yisrael? None of these mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz.
Well, it's talking about that. How would we know that besides that?
What do you mean? Why is shluach hakan totally in Eretz Yisrael? Why? Why? But why should it be? Only land, only agriculture mitzvahs apply in Eretz Yisrael. Why should tefillin not apply in Chutz La'aretz? Why not? I need a mission to tell me that. Oh, tefillin applies to chutzpah. Why should I think otherwise? It's not an agricultural mitzvah. Agricultural mitzvah, you're right.
Because maybe it's connected to the ground. The nest is connected to the trees. Trees connected to the ground.
So says the Gemara, there was no reason for the mission to say, but any. Why should Gidonasha only apply in Eretz Yisrael? Why? There's no reason why it should. Totally superfluous. Levad, Rishon Sagez. Except for Rishon Sagez. Why? Lafuki mid Rabbi Eloi. Because Rabbi Eloi said, the Amar, he said, Rishon Sagez, Eno Regal Baretz. Because he said only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, he learned it out. He had a drasha. Only applies in Eretz Yisrael, right? As Rashi says, look at Mati. Look at the Rashi, almost where the lines get wide, where it says Shlol Tzorech, right? The Lav Chovas Karka Ninu. None of these are Chovas Karka. Ella Chovas Aguf. They're Chovas Aguf. For no Hegis Bechol Moshavos. Kedial of La Parakam de Kedushin. So why would I think that?
Listen, Choras is in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzaretz.
Yes. But Bechoros is not on this list.
I know that.
Yes.
That's not too.
It's the next Masechta.
I know.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah. What? See here? And then Vechadam, one of them said, Kol heichad etnan b'fnei habayis v'shlo b'nei habayis lo l'tzorach. Whenever the Mishnah said, all the Mishnah said, it applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash and when there's no Beis HaMikdash. That was also not no reason to say that. Why would I think you need a Beis HaMikdash for Gidonasha? I'm not allowed to get an Asha. Only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, I'm not allowed to eat it? Why would I think that? Levad b'osav esbeno. Except for Osef Esbeno. That was a chiddush. You know why? I would have thought, Hoel would be inyana de kachim ksiv. It's in the inyana of the kachim, Osef Esbeno. Right? I would have thought, bisman de kachim noig, bisman de kachim lo noig. It only applies when there's kachim. If there's no kachim, it doesn't apply. I would have thought that. So for that, the Mishnah had to tell me, by the way, it applies even to Chutz La'aretz. Okay, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Kamash Milan, it applies even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Fetarvayu Omri, kol hechad detnan b'chulim uvim b'kdashim. Whenever it said it applies by chulin and by kachim, l'tzorech. That was necessary to tell me that. I wouldn't have known. Why should shiluach hakan not apply by kachim? Why not? The Gemara is later going to say it applies by a case of like a metzora bird. Right, you have to get birds for metzora. So I got the birds. This guy's the metzora. He's not going to be tough forever. He's going to get out of it soon. So I got the birds. I got a sale. The birds were on sale. I bought the birds. So new, I'm waiting with the birds. And then the Shulch HaKan comes up. So why not? The answer is no. There's not a Shulch HaKan because it's a kachem. Why would I think? I would not have known that if the Mishnah wouldn't have told me that. Levad me get an asha. Except for get an asha, that was no reason to say that. Pshita. What? I'm allowed to eat the get an asha of a carbon? Why should that be? Pshita. Mishum de ikdash paka le isur get an asha bine. What? But just because it's a kachim, I'm not allowed to eat the get an asha. I'm allowed to eat the get. Why should that be? That was no reason to say that. But the rest of it was a reason. I wouldn't have known that Shulch HaKan doesn't apply by kachim. Why not? Maybe it should apply by kachim. Get an asha was no reason to say that. There's no reason why it should not apply. V'lavu kimna bevlados kachim. Didn't I already say that v'lavu kimna bevlados kachim? Didn't I already learn that on daf pei tes that the Mishnah was really telling me v'lados kachim, right? That Rashi reminds us that when the baby's born, the baby becomes a v'lad kachim before the get an asha arrives. Right, because the second the baby's conceived, it's already a fly kachim. The get an asher doesn't come until months later, till it's fully formed. So then we have an issue of iser chal iser, right? Says the Gemara, v'lavu kimna v'lados kachim, right? That didn't we learn that idea for that halacha? V'lavu kimna v'lav my time o kimna lav mishum de kashalon lo lifni. So it shouldn't have said anything. May karanami lo tikshilach. So also, I did the tana tzorech. In other words, there's two limudim over here. Yeah, one about the vlados, and one about the fact that there was no reason to tell me that get an asha applies by kachim. There's no reason why it shouldn't. What about the issue of the vlados? That's also true. Okay, one more minute. Bechul and avlom of mukdashin. Am I low? Why doesn't it apply by kachim? Why not? Amar kra shilach teshalach etzeim. V'mishat demetzuv l'shalachol. You have to send the mother bird away. Yotzazu, she had to mitzav l'shalcho. You can't send it away. Ella, lovi l'nizvi gizvi. You got to bring it to the base of Mikdash. You can't send it away. Amar Avina, Hilkach, Of Tar, Shara gets a nefesh. If an Of Tar kills somebody, patim l'shalach. You patim from Shulach HaKan. My time of why? Damar Kra, Shalach l'shalach has aim. You have to send it away. B'mi sh'at mitzav l'shalcho. You have to send it away. Yotzazu, this you don't send it away. You bring it to Pesim. She had to mitzav l'shalcho. Ella lahavi lebezin. You have to bring it to Bezin. Now the Gemara will stop here. Now the Gemara is saying, Heichidami. What's the case where you have Shiluach HaKan on kachim birds? How could that even be possible? So we'll talk about that tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
All right.